Well, the beauty of it is that we're closer to the people that we serve. We like to look at it as the folk in Washington are primarily to establish policy for the various laws that are passed in our Congress. And those of us who are out in the field are there to implement those policies. And there is communication with Washington. I think that the federal agencies, the federal managers in the field, have very frequent communication with Washington over mission-specific issues. As far as the federal executive board is concerned, since our focus is one that is for those types of initiatives that cross agency lines, or shall I say, it are things that must be implemented regardless of the agency's mission. We don't have that day-to-day interaction with Washington unless it's necessary, and necessary because something needs to be reported due to a crisis, perhaps. But on a day-to-day basis, there isn't that much direct contact or communication with Washington for those kinds of issues. We do communicate on a frequent basis, and I'm sure you can imagine there's lots of reporting that goes back to Washington, but we're there when something needs to be done quickly. If there is an initiative that we need to get out to the people as soon as possible or get some feedback into Washington about how something is happening in the field, then that communication can take place probably faster than you would imagine.
Give us an idea of how often federal executive board members meet from the different agencies, and is it a regular meeting or just as you need to meet, and what are some of the topics that come up?
It's a little bit of both. Since we are primarily a communications organization, it's important that we have communication with all of the federal agency heads all the time. Of course, that communication may not be any need for something on a daily basis, but we try to make sure that information is flowing both ways all the time. As far as meetings, we do have opportunities to come together since our goal is to exchange information among federal leadership. We do have meetings about six times a year for the joint group. And we look at that as bimonthly. We have a set meeting date, which is the last Monday of every other month. And the purpose for those meetings is for executive briefings, for best practices demonstrations. We try to exchange information to help each other do what we do more efficiently. We also provide opportunities for agencies to participate in national initiatives or those things that we're all required to incorporate into our programs, things such as energy efficiency, hiring reform, those types of national or administrative initiatives. We try to pull together opportunities so agencies can participate in those kinds of things, get information on them, bring them back to their agencies so that no, everyone does not have to reinvent the wheel.
Do you find that there is a different attitude or perspective when you live and work outside the D.C. metro area versus working as a Fed inside that area? Is there a fundamental difference or is it just a regional thing? What has been your experience?
I think it's a little bit of both. Certainly being outside of Washington, D.C. means that we're not surrounded by a lot of the things that could have perhaps a more negative impact on us as federal workers. We're a little bit farther away from the lawmakers. That doesn't mean we're not impacted by it, but we're just not surrounded by it. When we're in Washington, D.C., there's just that air, and it is a part of just about everything that we do when we're there. I think one of the major differences by working in the field is that you actually feel that you are a major part of the real work that the federal government does for the people of this country. We are face-to-face with not only the federal workers, but we're face-to-face with the people, and we hear feedback from the people. So even though we are a part of this country and what we do impacts us as well, we have a more direct line with those that we serve, and that gives us a little bit different attitude, I think, about the policies that the federal government implements. It certainly is beneficial, I think, for us to have interaction with the folk in Washington, because I think that's one of the main things that we bring to the table. It's always been my personal opinion, and I guess I'm a little bit biased on this, but it's always been my personal opinion that all of the policymakers in Washington should be required to work in the field for a portion of their careers, because I think that it brings everything home.
We're speaking with Gladine Butler, the executive director of the Federal Executive Board in Dallas-Fort Worth. Do you ever find that Washington may send instructions or want to get in on something that might be happening regionally or locally? And do you ever say, in effect, buzz off, we have this?
Well, certainly not using those words. And let me be clear, from a Federal Executive Board perspective, we are not working directly with the various laws and federal programs. We are there to provide a service or support to the federal agencies who do have that responsibility. Certainly there are times, particularly during perhaps crisis situations, when there may be a heightened interest in how things are shared or incorporating several things into the work that we do. I certainly won't deny that. But I think that there have always been ways in which we can communicate and work with those that we are reporting to there in Washington, that there are ways that we can do both. We can satisfy both needs. I think being a part of the community gives us that view of how we might be able to best present something. I won't act as though there's never a time that we are not comfortable with something that Washington wants done in the field. I think that that's something that possibly happens all the time. But I will say that it's our job to be able to negotiate certain things and make sure that we see both sides of the coin, so to speak, to have a win-win.